are listening to Up to Me Radio, the best in inspirational talk radio. It's up to me.
Hey, everybody. This is Dr. Scott Clitheroe along with Beth Sims, and welcome back to another episode of A Healthier View. It's so great to have you with us, and we have a very special guest, and we're going to learn a lot about nutrition and other aspects of wellness today, and I know that's very near and dear to you, Beth.
Yes, it is. I love to eat, and I've learned so much from Ian just in the past 2 weeks or 3 weeks I've actually known him, and I'm just so thrilled that he agreed to be a part of the show and spread the good news of healthy eating, and it's obtainable for everyone. But yeah, and healthy eating, I mean, it's simple, but it's not always an easy thing to do, but he makes it pretty simple for you.
Well, I love that, and so without further ado, let me please introduce to y'all Ian Farrar. He has spent 25 years in the health and wellness space, including the founding brand partner with Purium Health Products. He's certified in plant-based nutrition through E. Cornell, and he's also, Beth, a gold medalist and two-time silver medalist in master cycling, which I think is amazing. So without further ado, let's please welcome to our show Ian Farrar. Ian, thanks for coming.
Hi, you're very welcome. It's a pleasure to be here. I'm really excited to share with your listenership about what a good approach to their daily lifestyle could offer.
Well, that was a great bio and so many cool things to pick apart there, but can you just expand on that and tell us a little bit more about yourself and how you came to be so interested in nutrition?
Yeah, absolutely. And I was a full-time athlete when I had a choice to put illegal stuff in my arm or to go down the path of, you know, just tapping into my natural abilities and also take, you know, natural substances to enhance my performance. Mm-hmm. So I had a choice in 1990-91, and I made the right choice. A lot of other people didn't. And I really got into the superfood nutrition space, not isolated nutrition. Big difference between what superfoods have to offer compared to isolated, you know, USP, you know, Centrum vitamins, for example. So as I went on this journey, I started to get really good results, recovering better by just overall diet and lifestyle. Okay. So superfoods were a component, but my overall lifestyle was majorly changed in 1990, 91, 92. And, since, I've been a plant-based athlete, and I've built a global business by really waking people up to their potential to put the right things on their plate and in their bodies.
That's fantastic. That's so cool.
I know it is, but I just want to have the first question I have. Why do you think, I know we're so conditioned, we're busy people, running through fast food and processed foods and what's easy, but why is it so hard for people to change their eating habits?
Well, human beings today are conditioned, and, advertising does a really great job to give people, the standard American diet, which is full of, genetically modified ingredients, a lot of animal products, a lot of dairy products, and a lot of, synthetic ingredients that really, really give the body a hard time when it comes to reaching its potential at cellular level. Every organ system needs to be nourished on a daily basis, and the standard American diet offers, protein, carbohydrate, and fat from somewhere. More often than not, that fat is hydrogenated fat. More often than not, the protein comes from animal sources. I'm not promoting veganism out there. I'm not promoting keto. But there's clinical data showing that an overconsumption of animal foods actually promotes a lot of bad things in the body over time, including the number one killer of Americans, which is heart disease.
And again, there's so much evidence that a plant-based diet is also good for the environment, and I know that's not the main focus of our topic, but I keep coming back to that. That seems like a very important part of maybe a person's decision to eat this way.
Oh, absolutely. You know, and you know, I have a 21-year-old son, and he's vegan, but he's more of the animal rights and the and the aspects of what's going on with the environment. Because if you think about all the deforestation, they're pretty much cutting down the forest so they could graze cows. So it's not the cars that are contributing to the ozone layer depletion. It's actually animal agriculture, okay? And it's the biggest threat to humanity with climate change. So I'm a big advocate for raising people's awareness. I mean, listen, I already drive a Tesla, so I'm not creating more emissions. And I'm really a big advocate for, for people driving those types of vehicles. But when it comes to what you put on your plate, every piece, every hamburger, every piece of chicken is contributing, you know, to the depletion of our planet's resources. So that's something I'm really big into. But I got into this lifestyle because of what it's going to do for my health long term. And everyone can make a choice on a daily basis. Okay, you could either be an asset to yourself or a liability.
And let food be your medicine. There's that old adage, and I think there's a reason for that. I mean, the digestive process starts at the mouth and travels down to the esophagus, to the stomach, to the small intestines, which is about 22 feet long. And then it continues on to the large intestines, which is about 5 to 7 feet long. So in total, we're looking at 30 feet of highway here. That's quite a long distance for food to travel, even when combined properly. So what's your thought on kind of sequencing of food, you know, the protein, the fats, and the carbohydrates and all that?
Well, you know, in speaking about the digestive system, I mean, the microbiome is a buzzword these days. The microbiome is where 70% of your immune system, you know, is. And it's actually your second brain. So when people say that, you know, I just have a feeling in my gut, it actually is true. So the microbiome is responsible for a lot of different processes. And when it comes to your overall vitality and your digestive system, digestive health, microbiome health, super important. And most Americans on the SED diet, I mean, just watch TV tonight, you're going to get hit with Papa John's pizza and everything underneath the sun, which is really going to create havoc within your microbiome. I mean, first of all, those foods are going to give your carbohydrate, fat, and protein from somewhere. But when it comes to micronutrients, they're missing, okay? And today, given the fact of the depletion of our soils, you got to eat a lot more kale, a lot more collards, a lot more broccoli, a lot more cruciferous vegetables to get the selenium, to get all of those minerals that you need for proper overall human function.
You know, in the ICU, where I've been quite a bit lately with COVID, you know, we try to feed the patient's gut as quick as possible. You know, in the old days, there would be a lot of patients on total parenteral nutrition where we were given all their nutrition through the IV, but you know, through some excellent research, we knew that those patients' guts were just falling apart, the microbiome was suffering, and of course, even their intestines, because it's really interesting to think about it, but the lining of your intestine, it gets first dibs. And so what you eat actually is like literally nourishing the small intestine, the microvilli, and the lining. And, and I can just imagine a patient who eats a lot of processed food and a lot of food that has a lot of chemicals and preservatives is not getting that healthy nutrition for their microbiome and frankly, just for their intestinal health.
Yeah. I mean, the number one threat in the food supply is glyphosate Roundup. Okay. Mm-hmm. And glyphosate, okay, is a lethal microbiome killer. Okay. It'll actually increase one's cancer risk by 41%. Okay. It's in 75% of the food supply, and it's something that, you know, that's why whenever we shop, I buy organic and I buy verified non-GMO project products. If you're going to eat corn chips, make sure they're verified non-GMO project. If you're going to buy any type of soy product, you want to make sure it's verified non-GMO project. Because the glyphosate is the toxin in food. And a good friend of mine, Dave Sandoval, who's actually the co-founder and formulator of my company's products, he wrote a book called The Toxin That Came to Dinner, and it's all about glyphosate in your food. Okay, so if you really want a healthy digestive system and a healthy microbiome, you have to always be chelating and removing this from your system.
Yeah, eating, you know, live food, because life breeds life. Mm-hmm. But I want to know, when you talk to you know, people about their immune health, you hear how important protein is. So what do you say when mm-hmm. people say, I need protein, I need, you know, dairy or beef or chicken or turkey for that protein for yeah. their muscles or their immune health? What do you say to them?
Okay, this is what I say to them, okay? Of course, I give them, you know, my philosophy on animal consumption and getting your protein from that. And then I suggest they watch Game Changers on Netflix. That'll give them all the ins and outs, okay, from really credible sources, okay? Meat happens to be the poor source of protein. And in the China study, which is a 36-year clinical study on how disease is formed in the human body, you know, meat and dairy are the promoters of the very diseases that are killing Americans every day. It's a promoter of cancer. It's a promoter of heart disease. Overconsumption of meat, standard American diet meat. Because when you think about it, if you go way back to caveman days, if they could chase it down and kill it, they had meat that day. They couldn't just go to the store and buy meat every day. So think about it. The majority of what Neanderthals and cavemen eat were twigs and berries and whatever they could find. Now, if they could kill a squirrel, they eat the squirrel. If they kill an antelope until the bear came and took the antelope away, they had meat that day. So in today's world, okay, meat consumption is a problem of economics when it comes to the fact that if you could afford to buy meat, you're actually going to afford to create one of these diseases in your body over time. Because listen, when it comes to heart disease, every time that one eats bad oils and meat, it creates inflammation damage in the endothelial lining of all of your arteries. Okay, watch Game Changer. I mean, he takes blood from professional athletes when he gives them a vegan lunch and a meat lunch, and you could see in the blood, you know, mm-hmm. before and after. So it's not me just saying this, but I think meat and dairy are very poor sources of protein. When you look at, like, for example, a superfood like spirulina, I'll even call broccoli a superfood, brown rice a superfood. I mean, meat has a very, very low net nitrogen utilization. Spirulina is 60% protein, has all the B vitamins, has the chlorophyll, and no negative impact on the human body. So, you know, most people, you see them online, you see products advertised whey protein. Whey protein is the worst source of protein. It's actually a promoter of cells that you don't want promoted in your body. So I just say to people, no whey to whey, and go for a plant-based protein, and you're going to recover faster, and you're not going to hurt your body.
You know, I actually read pretty recently where dairy is more inflammatory than sugar.
It is. Okay. And if you combo, if you go to Starbucks and you get one of these, you know, double whammy, you know, big 1,000 calorie drinks, not only yeah. are you going to spike your insulin, but you're going to be promoting a lot of cellular changes. So think about how often people mm-hmm. eat Starbucks products. I mean, personally, I don't spend money in Starbucks ever. There's no reason for me to, okay? And I'm not saying that Starbucks is a bad place, but to be honest with you, the human body, the liquid that the human body needs and only needs is water, okay?
Water.
Now,
yeah.
do I drink the almond milks from time to time, coconut water from time to time? Absolutely. But those types of drinks, those concoctions, they will destroy your pancreas and your body over time.
Mm-hmm.
There's no doubt. I got to circle back, though, before we get further, because I am fascinated by the GMO, non-GMO thing. And I understand, you know, organic foods reducing your risk of, you know, certain toxins like glyphosate. But I don't – take me through the non-GMO part of that. Or non-GMO plants maybe – have less chance of having herbicides on them, or what did you mean by that?
Well, to be honest with you, the glyphosate is actually baked in the cake when it comes to a GMO crop. Okay, so GMO mm-hmm. ready crop means that it was raised from the seed breaking through the soil. It's in there, and then you have something called BT toxin. You know, it's really, really scary that this chemical has proliferated our food supply, okay? And there's ways to help your body, you know, protect itself. But, of course, first and foremost, watch what you eat, you know, where you go out to eat, And listen, I mean, my wife and I, you know, we eat, you know, pretty much like 99.9% organic. We do go out to other restaurants, you know, out and about. But, you know, when we come home, you know, we have our, you know, post dinner before we go to sleep protocol. So my body is cleansing if I've been hit with any of those chemicals. If that answers your question.
Yeah, no, that totally answers my question. Yeah. And I'll just follow it up with, yeah, I found that personally, and I'm sure for a lot of our listeners, you know, eating out is a fun experience, of course, pre-pandemic and looking forward to post-pandemic, you know, a social type thing. But I find often that, you know, you can obviously do the best you can to get healthy food, but the salt content, the fat content, and then again, just you don't have a control over what type of vegetables you're eating, how well were they washed and prepared, right? So it sounds like you and your wife, maybe y'all probably don't eat out as much as maybe most Americans. Is that fair to say?
It is. I mean, my wife actually is a Hippocrates health educator. She went to the world-renowned Hippocrates Health Institute. And, we buy sprouts from gotsprouts.com from West Palm Beach. They send you two, three, four bags of sprouts. We cut them up, avocado. We eat home a lot. Last night, did we go out to eat? But we went out to like a farm to table restaurant. It was a regular restaurant. You know, they have meat on the menu, but then they have stuff for us as well. Now, I don't know who sources all their food, but I want to believe that, you know, they're making the right decision. most Americans are really adding to their liability column. Okay. Every day. Okay, from waking up in the morning after 8 hours of sleep, the first thing they put in the mouth is coffee, and then they do the energy drinks, and then they're doing Chick-fil-A, and then they're doing this, and then they're doing that. It's not surprising that they get sick over time.
Yeah, so true.
You know, Ian, you had mentioned when you do go out to eat that you and your wife, you have a post-protocol or post-meal protocol. What is that? I'm interested.
Okay, you know, this is something, you know, that's really important. You know, there's a product. It's called Biomedic, microbiome. Okay, so this product actually has a human clinical that it reduces glyphosate by 74% in 6 weeks and lowers C-reactive protein by 75%. So the inflammation marker in the body is pretty big because everyone's inflammation walking around in today's world. And so we take a capsule of Biomedic. With another product called Allo Digest. So if I eat, you know, I mean, I don't eat meat. I don't eat dairy, but, if I eat something heavy that I'm not used to, like a pasta, cause I really don't do a lot of pasta. If I do pasta, it's more of like a brown rice pasta. It's not wheat. Mm-hmm. I'll take a supplement that's an Ayurvedic herb called Trifala, which actually helps with digestion, and then a product from a company called Himalaya out of India that's called Liver Care, you know, because the liver starts to do its work between 9 p.m. and 1 a.m. So that's the protocol, okay? Biomedic for any type of glyphosate exposure, a little Allo Digest is the liquid, and then those two other products. And, that's how I go to sleep every day of the year.
Wow.
Yeah.
When I'm talking to patients about nutrition, and certainly I love, one of the things I like being about a hospitalist is working with a nutritionist, who I learned so much from, but you know, I hear it a lot. I'm sure you do too, is that I can't afford to go to Whole Foods. I can't afford to buy organic. I have, you know, I'm sure you hear that too in your world. Can you kind of take us through your rationale and how you answer those questions and what you can tell our listeners about that?
Yeah. I mean, you know, long-term their hospital bills are going to be a lot more than buying that organic food on a daily basis. I mean, I've heard it underneath the sun for the past 25 years. And I go, listen, if you do one of my shakes, which is 100% certified organic, you're going to get the nutrient density of 6 salads in 2 scoops of my Power Shake product. Okay. Yeah. So right then and there, it's 100% certified organic. I'm not plugging my product, but the thing is people are not getting the leafy greens. Okay. They could get it in another way. Okay, but for the people that say, oh, I can't really afford it, they're going to afford things that they don't want over time because they're being exposed to herbicides, pesticides, glyphosate. And, you know, believe it or not, Publix, which is a supermarket chain down here in Florida, there's organic sections in major supermarkets today. And, you know, like there's the Dirty Dozen, there's the apples, there's things that have a skin that you take a bite of. You're going to want to buy those organic. So there's certain foods that you just don't want to buy if they're not organic because there's a lot of high herbicide pesticide exposure. I mean, avocados, you know, if I could find organic ones, I'd buy them, but they have a hard shell. Same thing with pineapples and other foods. But when it comes to grapes, I'm buying organic. Those are sprayed, you know, so super important that, you know, people are wise with their dollars and people could afford it if they see the value.
Yeah. And you're right.
Beth, I got to jump in, Beth. Sure. Let me jump in real quick though, if you don't mind. Cause, you know, I've been wondering when I was going to say this, but you know, the COVID tragedy is just that, it's a tragedy, but, I have to admit, mm-hmm. you know, a lot of the patients that we see who are very ill have a lot of health issues, including obesity. And I'm not saying
yeah.
that there's not a lot of patients who are incredibly healthy who got it. Don't get me wrong. But, and mm-hmm. again, not just COVID, but so many things that whole thing you said, where if you just spend a little more money on the front end, you save yourselves a lot of, you know, toil and money on the back end. That is so true. And I just really wish patients could, you know, and you know, folks can just really get that. Every time they make a food choice, they can think about that in some way that doesn't slow them down, bog them down, freak them out. But just everything that you do on the front end is such an important thing, saving in the back end, like you said. It's just, resonates with me so much.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I appreciate that. And the thing is, listen, you know, our society in the United States, I mean, we're, you know, one of the wealthiest countries on the planet, but we're the sickest country on the planet. We got the best military, but we have the worst healthcare system, okay, because of the mm-hmm. education, the food pyramid. The food pyramid yeah. is heavily weighed toward the food lobby, okay? So, you know, yeah. if you look at some of the foods, like some of the, you know, like the you know, the pink ribbon, you know, for breast cancer, and you got to see mm-hmm. the foods on their website that they're promoting that women eat, okay? And they're actually the foods they're going to promote, you know, those cells, which are, yeah. you know, I mean, yeah. so for me, I'm just like, this is a joke. So people need to watch Netflix documentaries like Forks Over Knives, Game Changers. They really have to get educated about how the human body works at a cellular level. When you understand how the human body works at a cellular level, you're either feeding disease or you're fighting it.
Yeah. Absolutely. And we must learn to become our own watchdog. I mean, be conscious right. of which foods are detrimental, which foods are supportive to our bodies. But you had mentioned Knives Over Forks, the China study. Can you, and we can put these links on our landing page with the show notes, but can you just
yeah.
spout out maybe like four or five videos or movies that you recommend people to watch?
Yeah, I mean, if you're an athlete and you're leaning towards getting off of animal foods to enhance your recovery and your performance, it's Game Changers. You know, for an overall understanding on disease and the formation of it via diet, it's the China study, which is written by T. Colin Campbell. He's a professor emeritus at Cornell. He's actually the gentleman who launched the eCornell program in plant-based nutrition that I'm certified, as well as my wife. So that's that book. And there's another book called, by Dr. Greger called, How Not to Die. How Not to Die. We actually met him on a vegan cruise. It was like all these lectures with all the top doctors, MDs, okay, that have ventured into this path and they've done the clinical research on heart disease, cancer, diabetes, all these things. And diet is the root cause. Okay. So I'm a firm believer that, you know, if diabetes type 2 runs in your family, the diet runs in the family, okay? You
yeah.
know, and then I'll get into the other aspects of diseases, okay? But there's ways to really, really optimize your immune system and the way your body works by feeding it the right way.
And that's just it. That's the genetic set point. That isn't your mm-hmm. going to be your life. That's just the genetic set point. I love that you said that.
The epigenetics yeah. should be mm-hmm. altered. Correct.
Yeah.
Well, you've referenced it, but I'm really interested in hearing about Purium. You know, Beth has told me about it, and I'd love our listeners to mm-hmm. learn a little bit more about it and tell
sure.
me exactly how you got interested in it and what it entails.
Sure, sure. Well, you know, as a full-time athlete, I was looking to create a product line that could really impact every human life that I share the benefits of overall human optimization. So, mm-hmm. you know, friends of mine, their names are Dave Sandoval and Amy Benner. They own a company called Organic by Nature, and they're a superfood manufacturer. And these products are free of any excipients, binders, fillers, or isolates. That means you're not going to see added vitamins. It's pretty much what the superfood has to offer, and the body knows what to do with it. So that was 18 years ago, and I happen to be the founding member, brand partner, and we've built a global business based on lifestyle. Okay, so we have, you know, pre and post workout products, but we have a product grouping called the Ultimate Lifestyle Transformation, which Beth is actually on day 4, I believe.
Uh-huh. And I'm going to talk about that. Yeah.
And the products are a game changer, from our Power Shake that I referenced, which is a 9-ingredient formula, 100% certified organic, tastes amazing, going to give you the nutrients equivalent to 6 salads. You have other products in there that are just really going to elevate your body. See, the human body will wake up when it's given the right nutrients, because it can run on Chick-fil-A and Taco Bell and Wendy's and Papa John's. It could run on that, but it's going to start breaking down. So that's where we break the addiction to that, those lifestyles, with the Ultimate Lifestyle Transformation, which can be a 10, 20, or 30 day program based on how you want to participate in it. And, you know, the product grouping comes with an amazing guide, a do's and don'ts. You know, there are specific select foods to eat, and then there's foods not to eat. And I've had hundreds of thousands of people do this program over 18 years, and the healing, the rejuvenation has been tremendous. You know, I don't make any claims. We just help the body do what it does best, which is heal itself. Mm. And we offer the catalyst for healing along with that.
That's really cool. So Beth, you're doing it?
I am. So remember I had mentioned to you, I don't know, that I'm going to become a vegan, a vegetarian, and it's like, this is my thing that I'm going to do. So I really was just doing research and what's the healthiest way that I'm going to stick with it. I was a vegan when I was in college, but I wasn't that healthy vegan. I was literally eating, we don't even want to know, but I just wasn't that healthy vegetarian vegan. So I'm like, I'm going to do this the right way this time. So I did my research and, you know, met Ian that way. So I have been on this program for 4 days, and I tell you what, I was a little nervous. I remember texting Ian being like, I think I'm going to be really, really hungry, because it doesn't seem, I'm serious, but I'm not hungry and I have so much energy. And it made me think of like kids. That's what I feel like. I mean, I'm running around barefoot. I feel like a kid again, and it's only 4 days, and I'm not even, I'm serious. So, and it made me think like that. My body is just kind of slowly not having this toxic waste in my, I'm not stagnant. And I think it's, you know, from this food and the amino acids, and it's pretty amazing.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, that's what I hear from most people. When you take away what the human body shouldn't be ingesting on a daily basis, the light goes on and the body wants to heal itself. I mean, I believe that overall, you know, we have the ability to heal ourselves once we clear, you know, the cellular blockage and junk, if you know what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
And that really resonates with me because, you know, I have said on the show before that I'm an internist and I'm not a surgeon. I push pills, I joke, for a living. And one of my greatest joys is taking pills away from people. You know, we call them polypharmacy, which is so ironic that one of the most common things internists see in this country is polypharmacy, and we try not to contribute to it. And yet, you know, it's just hard to get patients to get to understand it. Hey, what you put in your mouth, what you put in your body matters, you know, and how about putting some healthy food in your body that you can enjoy, make you feel better, and then instead of putting bad stuff in your mouth and then have to take 3 pills with it, you know? And so this really resonates with me, to let the body heal itself. I think, because it's so true. I know that a lot of times, I've seen it over the course of my career, it just get out of the way, let the body do what it needs to do, you know, help it if we need to, obviously, but otherwise just get out of the way. And that really means.
Well, I appreciate that you feel that way. I mean, Hippocrates, who's the father of medicine, said it best, let food be your medicine and medicine be your food. That's it. And we have the rise of big pharma. Look what that's done. I mean, you know, I mean, I'm not going to get into the nefarious, you know, details in that, but the thing is, you know, vegetables never killed anybody. Okay, that's all. That's all I got to say. And when it comes to what I've seen over the years, you know, doctors are kind of like blood work before and after. What did you do? Mm-hmm. You know, like, for example, I'm not going to make claims, but, you know, I've worked with a lot of people with type 2 diabetes. And the first thing I do is take an assessment of what they eat on a daily basis. I remove the things that are going to exacerbate the problem. And then I add in the superfoods. And then they go back to the doctor and then they take their blood work and everything. And they are astonished of what their body does when it's given the opportunity to win.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. To win. I like that. To win. Yeah. Instead of defeating it every day with bad food, right?
Right. I mean, it's just like, I mean, listen, I'm 52 years old. I'm in the best shape of my life. I ride 20 to 30 miles a day. And when people meet me, they're like, you're not 52 years old. I go, yeah, I was born in 1968. You want to see my driver's license? You know, I mean, I don't have a gray hair on my head. And people are like, wait a second, you cannot be like, you're like locked in time, you know, because listen, I give my body on a cellular level what it needs every day. I mean, all of my meals are like top notch. I mean, you know, I see people where I live driving the nicest cars and they probably drive up to Wendy's and Chick-fil-A and Taco Bell and eat horrible food. I don't get it.
Yeah.
So you're going to drive the nicest car. You're going to have the nicest Rolex and everything. But you're totally cheating yourself of your time on this planet by probably getting some type of disease before your time is up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's true. That's so true. Absolutely.
You know, one thing that I want you to talk about is kind of the protocols, because I know there's different, there's the immune booster, there's the life transformation. Can you talk a little bit about the different programs you have?
Yeah, absolutely. I'd love to. You know, foundationally, okay, we have a program called the Core Four. Now, in the Ultimate Lifestyle Transformation, it's actually two Core Fours and a product called the Super Cleanse R, which is a parasite elimination product for 10 days of the 30-day program. The Core Four consists of the Power Shake, which I've referenced, the Super Amino 23, which I'll get into. The Super Amino 23 is a non-soy legume. That's a protein. It's a vegan protein. They're tablets. And they offer a 99 net nitrogen utilization. That means 99% of this protein is going to get into the working muscle in 23 minutes. It's used in hospitals for muscle wasting. It's used for dialysis patients because, of course, an animal consumption diet is very difficult on the kidneys. So the Super Amino 23 has clinical, you know, 36 clinical studies on it to help the body build muscle while doing nothing. Now, am I a promoter of people not exercising? Absolutely not. So the Super Amino 23 is the protein component. The next product in the lineup is the Biomedic, which is the microbiome, the glyphosate removal to really help rejuvenate the gastrointestinal tract digestive system. Because if that chemical is in your system, it's going to stay there and it's going to fester and it's going to create problems. Product number four is our Apothecary. And the Apothecary is just mountain range of tart cherry concentrate. Okay. It's 100% certified organic, but this cherry species is very unique in the fact that it has naturally occurring melatonin. If you take melatonin to help you sleep, it's an isolate. It's not going to work the same as if you got it from food. So the naturally occurring melatonin is going to help you get that deep sleep. And it's also going to be a really great substance overall for inflammation. And it has three compounds that naturally occur, and I'm not making claims, but you could Google para-alcohol, isoquercetin, and ellagic acid for its ability to go around and scavenge after cancer cells. So that's the lineup for the Core Four. The Core Four is the foundation for every human being, in my opinion. The next product grouping is our Holistic Fitness Pack, which comes with the Super Amino 23, which I just spoke about. It comes with our Can't Beat This pre-workout, which is 100% certified organic, has coconut water, has beets, has lots of herbs in there. They're going to really help you with vasodilation to get as much oxygen to the working muscle as possible. The next product in there is a product called Super Xanthan. And Super Xanthan is astaxanthin. It actually helps the body tap into its fat metabolism, helps clear out lactic acid. It's also great for your macular health, so it's really good for eye function. And last but not least is our MVP Sport, which is our 100% organic plant-based protein No way to whey. It's a plant-based protein. It comes in vanilla and chocolate. So for the athletes out there, this is what I use. It's what I use to, you know, earn my gold medal and 2 silver medals. I was actually the number one ranked rider in the state of Connecticut for 3 years. I still ride a lot, but I don't race anymore, but I still do the pre and post protocols because I just enjoy going fast on my bike without the havoc of crashing with other people.
Yeah.
So those are the two go-tos. And then we have an optimal immune pack. Given what's going on in our country right now in the world, we have an immune pack that comes with our C from Nature, which is whole food plant-based vitamin C. There's no ascorbic acid in there. We have another product in there called Virashore, which has several plant compounds that are really, really great at combating viruses. And all the ingredients can be Googled. So I'm not saying that Purium's product is the product to fight COVID or anything else, but these are ingredients that have been used to just optimize overall immune system over time. The next product in that lineup is called Immunomax. That has a number of immunoglobulins in there, as well as other herbs that are going to help optimize the immune system. It has the Can't Beat This. You can't beat this in there as well, because anything that boosts oxygen, oxygen is a really, really great source of antiviral, antibacterial. So if your body is full of oxygen, more often than not, you're going to have a really good oxidative situation happening in your body to combat any foreign invaders. And then, of course, it has the Power Shake. And our super meal. Our super meal happens to be more of a calorie dense superfood than the Power Shake, but we have both. So those are the packs that I recommend. You know, for people that are interested in getting into the product line.
I actually have a comment and then a question, but I've been taking the cherry juice before I go to sleep. And the very first night that I took, it tastes really good. I slept for almost 12 hours. I slept for 11 and a half hours. And I was like, oh, maybe I should take less. But I talked to Ian the next day. He's like, no, that's what your body needed. But since then, it's been a good solid 8 hours. I mean, wonderful sleep. And actually, I was a little bit like, I'm not a very good sleeper. I'm not. So the fact that helps me sleep, and, you know, and I get kind of grumpy. I'm a carefree kind of gal, but if I don't get my sleep, I get to be a little cranky. So that's amazing. But my question is, the amino acids, the super amino, can folks with kidney problems, because I know they're always a little afraid to, you know, eat protein and whatnot. Can they take those?
It's the perfect protein for them. It's actually given to dialysis patients in the hospital. It's because it has a 99-to-1 net nitrogen utilization. If the percentage on the other end is anything higher, it's going to stress the kidney. That's why meat, dairy are the worst thing for kidney issues. So that's 100% yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. That's good to know, because I work with a lot of folks that have renal issues. So, okay.
Yeah. And regarding the cherry, I mean, the cherry is a game changer for people that don't sleep. I mean, sleep is the ultimate vitamin
S.
Vitamin S is the
vitamin S.
Love it.
Yes.
We
really want to do a show on sleep. You know, I was just actually talking to a nurse today who recently converted from being a nighttime nurse to a daytime nurse, and she felt like, you know, she goes, I thought I was equipped to be an overnight worker. And I realized the night shift was killing me, you know, and God bless
Literally.
The people who work the night shift. You know, it really is tough. And I really think we need to have better rules about it. But they need to be able to rotate off and take care and heal their bodies. So I really do think sleep is a superpower. We need to do all we can to help ourselves sleep.
Yeah, 100%. That's why the foundation with the core four, you know, protein, fruits, veggies, microbiome, health. I mean, that right there is going to give each person what they need on a cellular level, because most people are lacking the nutrients. So when I factor, and listen, if someone wants to continue to eat meat and dairy, they can, but if you factor in the core four, at least they're getting nourished and they're combating a lot of the things that are in the food that they eat.
Oh, that's precious. If a person is deciding to maybe to go to try to veganism, what are some of the things you tell them? I mean, you know, obviously using your program would be helpful. Or do you recommend, is that an easy way to get into veganism, or any thoughts about that? How do you do that?
Yeah, it's a bridge. I mean, the ultimate lifestyle transformation is a bridge to a lifestyle, okay? I'm not here to push products on people, but what I've seen is that when we create a new lifestyle pattern, health is achieved. They have to do the work. Will healing crisis happen? More often than not, it will. For a healthier person, it's not going to be as much. For an unhealthy person that's drinking 3 or 4 cups of coffee, smoking cigarettes, doing things they shouldn't, the healing crisis could be intense, okay? But once they break through that, they're going to see the rainbow. So it's been my experience that people who do the ultimate lifestyle transformation will increase more plant-based foods into their diet consistently than just not eating meat and dairy, but having, you know, cheese doodles and non-meat and be an unhealthy vegan.
Yeah, that was okay, me in college. Because, yeah.
When I think of plant-based, not so much vegan, I think about getting the micronutrients into your body on a daily basis. So the ultimate lifestyle transformation will help someone bridge to healthier lifestyle meals going forward.
Interesting.
And I'm actually willing to maybe, and you know, I had some blood work done and I'm a pretty healthy girl, but I would love to see, and I would love to invite you back like in 3 months, Ian, to actually go through my blood work. I would put that out there for folks to see the difference in my body and whatnot. And ignorance is not bliss. But my last question for you is, I want you to share a success story with someone that you worked with.
Oh wow! I got many. There's a good friend of mine. I mean, he's probably close to 80 now. This is someone that was chronically on insulin. I mean, severe type 2 diabetes. I mean, blood sugar north of 400 every morning. And he did the 10-day transformation, which is now the ultimate lifestyle transformation. And he was amazed of his blood sugar in the morning and the fact that his insulin injections were reduced from an excess to bare minimum just on making the right choices on a daily basis. So his pancreas was optimized, given, you know, the cellular injection of nutrients, getting the vanadium, getting the chromium, getting all the nutrients that the body needs to perform. So, you know, that gentleman is still with us today. And I got one more story. There's a gentleman who had maybe 3 months to live, and we got him on the superfoods as a bridge to a healthier lifestyle, cutting out the meat, cutting out the dairy, cutting out the processed food. And he had congestive heart failure. He had cancer. He literally traveled with a suitcase of meds. And unbeknownst to me, okay, he had a great transformation. All of his vital signs improved, congestive heart failure went away, you know, and a lot of the symptoms of his cancer subsided as well. And they surprised me one day. They actually drove from California all the way across the United States on a trip, and they visited me in Greenwich, Connecticut, where I was living at the time. Aww. And I couldn't believe that they just showed up. And he said that, Ian, I'm here past 3 months because of the lifestyle that you helped us achieve.
Oh my God.
And it big wow. And I'm just like bawling there because this man, you know, he's like, and I didn't bring my suitcase with me, you know, but I did bring my power shake, my aminos, my apothecary, and a bunch of other products. So instead of, you know, all the money he was spending on the meds, he started spending on the natural pharmacy, and he's still with us today. Mm-hmm. 10 years later.
That is amazing. Oh my gosh. I got chills when you said that story. I love it.
Yeah, that's very impactful. I know that. I know that makes you know that you're on the right track and really trying to change people's lives. That's really very gratifying, I know.
Yeah. It's like if people make the commitment, they're going to get the results. If you shortchange yourself, you're the only one that's going to pay. You know, it's like the farthest I'll go is like when it comes to convection, I'll have like an avocado ice cream or coconut ice cream. I don't do dairy because I know what it's going to do on my body. I don't want to be a promoter of disease at this point in my life. You know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, and yeah, the proof is there. You know, you're feeling great and you're performing at a high level athletically, and then look what Beth's going through too. Well, Ian, thanks for your time. You know, I mean, I really do appreciate it. Could you kind of give our listeners kind of an idea of where they can find you out there on the World Wide Web?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, on Facebook, it's Ian Farrar. That's I-A-N-F-A-R-R-A-R. On Instagram, it's Ian.Farrar, I-A-N.F-A-R-R-A-R. You know, if people are interested in getting some of our superfoods, you know, we have a very unique $50 gift card, you know, marketing program. So if people want to get $50 off or 25% off, they could use this code, which is actually 2355. So if they go to our website, which is www.ishoppurium.com, that's ISHOPPURIUM.com. And if you search Core 4 Ultimate Lifestyle Transformation, you know, you add it to your cart and then it's going to ask you for a code, and that code is 2355, and they'll ship the product directly to your door.
Fantastic. Well, that's great. And I'm sure, Beth, we can put those links on the landing page for our site. Okay, great.
Yes, all right. Absolutely.
Well, Beth, again, a fantastic show. Thanks for bringing Ian into our world. And Ian, thank you so much for your time and educating us. Really appreciate
it. My pleasure. Really, really, really enjoyed it.
Good deal. All right. Well, with that, we'll go to a message and we'll be right back.
There are everyday actions to help prevent the spread of respiratory diseases. Wash your hands. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Avoid touching your eyes, nose, and mouth. Stay home when you are sick. Cover your cough or sneeze. Clean and disinfect frequently touched objects with household cleaning spray. For more information, visit cdc.gov/COVID-19. This message brought to you by the National Association of Broadcasters and this station.
If you enjoy listening to us at UpToMeRadio.com, then go to our A Healthier You show page to subscribe for updates, free gifts, sponsor promotions, and even more. Stay connected with us on Facebook and Instagram at UpToMeRadio. Podcasts can be heard on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you listen to your podcasts, just search for UpToMeRadio. Until next time, have a healthy day.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.